This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
If you want to applaud yourself, well and good, but it's not who you are, just get up tomorrow and do it again and do it better. I took my first few strokes at 0 degrees and I'll never forget the experience. My body went into absolute spasm. I come from a fishing family and my connection with the sea has been since I was a very, very young child. We're brought out every Sunday by my father in our boat, and out around the lighthouse he would just throw us in and we'd swim to Slodeen and then walk home ourselves. So I suppose at a very young age, being able to jump off the side of a boat and being able to actually just get in and survive was something that we were taught. It was my first memory as a child was when I was following my brother and his friends. So every single day they would swim from Slodeen to Bean Bawn around by the lighthouse. And it's a fair swim. It's a big swim because you're going around by the rocks and it's fine open water. But I was probably only about 7 or 8 at the time and they would have been about 10 or 11. I remember thinking if I could just get to the lighthouse, I could follow them. But I was always told to sit on the beach on the towel, and if I sat there and was good, they would come back by the rocks, and if I was good, I could be brought again. So one day they left the beach, there was about 6 or 7 of them, and all very good, strong swimmers. They swam around by the lighthouse, and just when they got under the lighthouse, I knew they were going to turn the rocks. So I took off with my little breaststroke. I was adamant that I was going to be part of this party. And I knew that if I could just get to the lighthouse without them seeing me, it was equal distance to being born. And there was no way that they would turn back with me. I remember turning the lighthouse, and I remember this so well. The water was huge and I was panicking, but I kept saying, keep your mouth shut. If you start screaming, they'll send you back. So we got up onto the beach, needless to say, if you can just imagine a group of young guys panicking at the concept that this little runt was following them in the water. So I got the backside kicked off myself the whole way back by the fields, and despite the slaps that I was getting all the way back, I was just so excited that I achieved it. And I think that was probably my first awakening of what's possible. And it's really just about if you can just condense your fears and just keep moving, you know, you can get your destination. When I got to my teenage years, I would swim for an hour or 2 hours and it didn't seem to take anything out of me. In 2005 and 6, I got invited onto a team to swim around Ireland. A group of 6 swimmers plus a colossal team took off from Donegal and we swam 1,300 kilometres as the crow flies, probably about 2,500 kilometres if you would put into how we swam, over 56 days, 35 swim days without wetsuits, up to 20 miles offshore in water that was so big that it's scary, but we did it because it was possible. And if you swim for 4 to 6 hours a day and you're out on open zodiacs without any cover, without physios, without doctors, you know, you find an enormous strength within yourself and you are bruised, you're broken, you're everything, but how do you say it's over? And I think that was my induction into who I was as a person, because there were days when you wake up and there's nothing left. There's you're zero, you're beyond zero because you've dug into next week's energy, and stopping was not an option, but going further was taking more and more from our bodies. During the swim, we swam into Dingle. And I remember looking at people thinking, God, is anybody watching? You know, does anybody see what we're achieving? Does anybody see what we're doing? And, you know, I discovered probably early on that the world isn't always watching. And even though you are there expecting the highest level of praise, it's never going to be any greater than what you can get from yourself. But it took a lot of time to reconcile that section. When I went to New York in 2011, I was at the conference of the World Open Water Swimming Awards. And I met for the first time this guy. He's the president of the International Ice Swimming Association, Rambar Kai. And I remember looking at the ice and thinking, God, a long event is 30 minutes. You know, I mean, 30 minutes is well within my scope of possibility. You know, a long event for me was now 10 hours. So I looked at the videos and I watched the International Ice Swimming Association, what they were presenting. And I thought, OK, we don't have ice water in Ireland, but we're not too far off it. I mean, we have the lakes, we've Peddler's Lake. You know, I have areas around me that I can find this. And all it seemed to be was pain management. And I thought, geez, if there's one thing in life that I'm good at, it's managing pain. I trained. I used to go up the Conner Pass into Peddler's Lake in December. And I would just get into the water at 3 degrees and 4 degrees and 5 degrees. And it is excruciating pain. So all of a sudden, I was as excited as a little bunny. I had, you know, I was heading up there with my blood pressure monitor, with thermometers, with gadgets, and I was going in at a sport at level zero, but it was a sport that I could divert all my focus. So when I came home in the evening, I was frozen, like sitting down beside a fire, wrapped up in thermals for 45 minutes became a necessity. So when I got invited to Murmansk, I immediately signed up for 1,000 metres. And I couldn't believe that I wanted to go from 150 to 1,000. So when we got there to the ice, they had chainsaws and they were chopping up the ice with a chainsaw. And I'll never forget the sound of the chainsaw. And I thought, what? I have got to get into this.
Get my gloves on.
So we had come up with the theory that there are no heroes. You know, everyone's going to just be so proud of us when we get home that it doesn't matter if you dip your toe in this, that it's really just about committing. I remember standing on the side of the ice and I got in and I thought, it's 40 lengths of this 0 degrees. So when the last few lengths of my swim, I remember thinking my body's shutting down. Because when you get into 0 degrees, the ice is every organ is under pressure. Your breathing, your brain. You know, it's very easy to slip. So you have to keep moving. You have to keep functioning. You have to keep breathing. As the time went on and I was going up and down the pool, I found strength. And all of a sudden, I was angry at the fact that I had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was angry at this and I was angry at that. And I remember finishing thinking, Jesus, I have a lot of anger. But I still managed to channel that anger into enough energy to get me through the distance. I came out of the water and it was my first time realizing that your body starts to shut down immediately. When you get out of the ice, there's no way that you can say, wow, I did that, because you're not finished. We always have this thing that it's not how long it takes you to get to 1,000 metres, it's how long it takes you to come back from it. And the work rate at that point is you have to stay focused. Because if you close your eyes and you become sleepy and you go into that space, the people have nothing to work with. So it's our duty to actually physically work as hard as possible, to stay alert as possible. And sometimes I would correlate it to driving home exhausted. And it takes every muscle fibre in your body to keep your eyes open. But you know, if you don't stay with the programme, your car is going to end up in the ditch. And for me, I knew at that point that I needed to draw all my strength from all my challenges to put into this moment. So I did, and I became one of the probably 5 or 6 women in the world to have ever swam 1,000 metres at zero. You know, I suppose in a way I'm privileged to have these experiences, but I do look back at my journey, and a lot of it was trying to find who it was that I was inside. So yeah, I mean, I'm very grateful to the ice. I'm grateful to the journey it has given me. But I think who we are and what we are is a life experience. And more than anything in the world, I would always wish people to take life into sport, because sport imitates life. And more than anything, I suppose, for me, I'm grateful to the life I've led, because it has allowed me to be who I am in the sport that I've loved.